there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Ilya Marchenko.
I'm Dennis Kudla.
This is Sebastian Wolfner.
It's Mark Andrea Wittler.
I am Francisco Cerundolo.
And you're listening to the Game Toda podcast.
Hopefully you enjoy it.
Hopefully.
Welcome back, tennis fans. It's Madrid time. That's right. And the men's draw is officially out. That's right. But there's no Novak Djokovic for this tournament. So Djokovic fans are going to have to wait until Rome to see their man play again. But there are a lot of informed players, JG. We've had the likes of Tsitsipas, Casper Ruud getting to back-to-back finals. But will Rafael Nadal be able to find some form and challenge the big guns in Madrid?
Well, first off, apologies about the sound. I don't have a mic. I'm on the move today. But I still wanted to do this video because it is the Madrid Open, a big Masters event. And Rafael Nadal is returning on an event he's probably not as good at as, say, a Monte Carlo or Rome or Barcelona, what's just passed. This one, not really his type of clay, but it is in Madrid, a place where he's, of course, got some good memories. He's a big Real Madrid fan as well. And I would love to see him produce some more consistent tennis than the last event. I thought it was a little bit disappointing in the way he went out to Alex de Minaur, but I wasn't surprised. I think your preview, you actually picked, did you pick Rafa to win?
Yeah, I actually did. I thought that he would come back with a bang. He did.
That was crazy. Very, very strange. I don't know. I can understand why you would be doing it a little bit, but I really didn't believe he could win that match. I said it at the start. I said it when we did the preview that he would only get to as far as de Minaur and that he'll go out. Exactly what happened. The only thing is, I was expecting him to produce a little bit more consistency in that second set. There was just so many mistakes. And that's the one thing what disappointed me slightly, but saying that, it was a tough opponent and he'll be happy to get some minutes under his belt. Can he do better in Madrid? Maybe. I think he will. I think we saw flashes in that first match. Who was he playing in the first match?
Caboli.
Italian guy, is it? Caboli.
Yeah.
And then we saw flashes in the first set against Alex de Minaur of what he can do. Some big vamoses, some big shots. And as long as he can do that and produce that kind of tennis for the duration, then it's fine. I think we could see him do okay here. And what I mean by that is do well until he comes up against a top 10 player, then maybe go out.
Yeah, I thought that the Alex de Minaur one, like I said in my preview, he didn't really have much data to go off based upon his last year's clay court form. And I think it's just testament to Alex de Minaur how much of a top 10 player he is now that he played so well against Rafa that I think Rafa on like last year would have probably beaten him if Rafa was playing in that type of level, because Alex de Minaur's leveled up now. And even though Rafa went for big winners in that match, they came back and they came back with even more pace on the ball. So Alex de Minaur, all the credit goes to him, I think, in that match. And not, I don't think it was that bad for Rafa. I think there was some spells of brilliance, but we're not expecting the very best from Rafa yet. And at Madrid, I'm not expecting the very best either. I think when we get to Rome, maybe I'll be expecting a little bit more, but I'll be looking towards a couple of other players in this tournament who I'm expecting to perform a little bit better. Yannick Sinner coming off the back of only his second loss of the year. Obviously, it was a bit controversial. Lost to Stefanos Tsitsipas. Had the big line call, which could have put him up a double break. Ended up losing.
The incorrect line call for Yannick Sinner.
Yeah, it was terrible. Really bad line call. It's halted his momentum again. He was starting to get on another run again. And Carlos Alcaraz, this is going to be his first clay court tournament of the year because obviously, he's got this forearm injury. He's resting it as long as possible, but hopefully we get to see him play. Hopefully he is going to be able to defend, well, a potential Madrid Masters title he's going for in a row. He beat Struff in the final last year, Zverev in the final the year before. Can he make it three in a row? Is he going to be back to his best?
Great history here for Alcaraz. I've seen him produce his best performances on these courts against Nadal, against
Djokovic,
against Zverev, even in that final. He is outstanding here.
I think he's the only player to beat Nadal and Djokovic back-to-back on clay, isn't he? In a clay court Masters, I think.
Since Wawrinka, but I'm not sure if that was on clay.
Yeah, possibly, but amazing. I think the only first 18-year-old, anyway. That's guaranteed for sure. Let's get stuck into it.
I'll tell you what the stat is. It's the first 18-year-old from Spain with a first name called Carlos.
Ah, that's what it was. I knew it was something like that. I thought it was Carlos Moya, but no, it wasn't. It was Alcaraz. Anyway, let's get stuck into the draw and we'll have a look at the first quarter. But before we do so, make sure if you're just joining us, hit a like on the video and subscribe to the channel. We'll be bringing you all of the Madrid Masters action. Let's have a look at the Sinner section because this is the first one we're going to be looking at and we're going to see how dangerous it is for him. So let's go
down. Before we go through all of this, what I would say is Sinner, for me, is still going to be the favourite despite Alcaraz's record here. Alcaraz would be a second. And then I don't consider Nadal in it at all. I then put it down to Medvedev Zverev.
I think Zverev ahead of Medvedev. Zverev's won it.
But them two, I feel them two can do something. I think it's a big head-to-head between Sinner and Alcaraz. Let's see how they get on. It could be an electric match if we do get them to play each other. And it would be a final. Is that right, Ben?
Yeah, that's correct. Now we've
first time as well for Yannick Sinner being a number one seed in the Masters event.
Brilliant. I mean, he's well deserved of it. And I'm excited to see if he could potentially, could he grab world number one after this? I'm not sure. I haven't really looked into this too in depth, so I don't want to give any, I don't think he can do
it.
No,
he can't.
Okay, so ignore anything from that. I'm excited for Rome, though, to see if he could get it done there. But let's have a look through his quarter anyway to see who he's got in there. And is there any trouble along the way?
So Jarry, really tough. Don't want to play Jarry. That's for sure.
Good.
Keep going down.
Good players
Toboli, there. Khachanov.
Yeah. Good big serve. That's about it. Kasper Ruud, who's been in form, but I wouldn't say these are his style of clay court.
Fonseca, Cam Nori, Felix.
I think he'd be fairly happy Mensik, with this.
Dimitrov. No, I don't know. The ones who worry me, I'm going to say it again, is Nicholas Jarry on these type of clay courts. I think he could be super dangerous with the way he plays and his big serve. And Grigor Dimitrov. He's having the best season ever. He's just so good at the moment. And nobody will ever want to play Grigor Dimitrov on any surface. So if I had to highlight the two big threats for Yannick Sinner, it wouldn't even be a Casper Ruud. It would be a Nicholas Jarry and a Grigor Dimitrov. Ruud has ability to do well here for sure. And he's got to some finals now. Just one Barcelona. These courts will play very different to Barcelona. And I would expect Ruud to go out and not even face a Yannick Sinner in the quarterfinal.
Wow. I mean, a tall order for Casper Ruud. He's going to have to live up to the hype. He's just won his first ATP 500 event. And that was against Tsitsipas, who was also in good form. I think that he is going to find it tough here, though. I do agree. And you need a big serve, I think, on this type of service.
He serves pretty good, Rude. One of the best serves. He serves
it's accurate.
It's not about that. I just feel like he's going to fatigue slightly. And maybe. I would expect someone like a Dimitrov or one of the other names there to beat him.
I quite like Jakub Mensik in this one. I think he could be one maybe to keep your eye on. If he manages to get past Hanfman and Dimitrov, who knows? But not bad for Sinner. I think it's a pretty good section. Like you said, Jarry, probably the main worry there. And in his half, it is the Medvedev and Sinner half, but they've put Rafa on this quarter as, you've got to really. He is the king of clay for a reason. And let's have a look down. We'll call this the Medi section, though, I'm sure.
Let's note that Nadal could have been in any section, by the way, with his ranking. So we could have seen Nadal in the Sinner section. He could have been playing him very early, like second match in. So in a way, I'm happy that's not going to be the case. The thing I'm not happy about is most likely it's going to be another match against Alex Dimonor if he gets through blank, which I think he will. I think he'll be fine there. I think he'll get up against Dimonor. And sadly for Rafa, I don't think he can beat Alex Dimonor. I think Dimonor's a better player than him at the moment. I don't know what you were saying on the last one. The hype got to you. You got too excited for Rafa being back on the clay. I expect him to go out again. But I just want to see the second set him not fade away like he did so much.
Well, I've explained myself. I'm not going to do it again. Alex de Minaur, yet to prove himself on the clay until that last tournament, and he did prove himself. I expect this to be a better tournament for Alex de Minaur as well, so I would agree with you. Rafa's going to be up against it in that matchup. He would have to probably just hit winners from the middle of the court, I think, to be able to beat someone like a de Minaur right now. But let's have a look how bad or good this is for the likes of Daniil Medvedev. Could be facing an Arnaldi or an O'Connell second round. You've got a quarter in his section there. That's sometimes a bogey player for Daniil. Bublik in there as well. And Ben Shelton down there at the bottom. That's possibly a dangerous player. I mean, no Shelton, not really familiar to the clay courts of Europe. But I think this suits his game. That massive serve is going to come in really handy, I think, in Madrid. And Tsitsipas in his section as well. Could we get a Daniil Stefanos in the quarters?
I don't know. I'm going to be cheering on Shelton as my wild card in this whole section. Someone who could provide a bit of a surprise. But the obvious one on paper isn't Tsitsipas for me. It will be Medvedev. I think Tsitsipas is going to be a bit burnt out. And we could see him go out to someone like a Lehechka.
Yeah, I mean, Tsitsipas, the 2019 finalist, got a little bit of history here, but yeah, you could be right. He has been going deep in a lot of tournaments.
I can't see Steph consistently do really well in every single clay court event before Roland Garros. I think there's going to be one or two he doesn't do so well in, and I'm putting this one as one he's not going to do so well in. And I think we'll see someone else from this section advance, the favourite being Medvedev.
I think Dimonor maybe.
But Dimonor's got a great shot.
Yeah.
Medvedev, Dimonor or Shelton, I think.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Let's move to the next one. This one, the Zverev quarter. Let's move down to where Zverev is first and see who he could be facing. He has Choric in his section. Diaz Acosta. I mean, he's a bit more of a grinder on the clay more than he is.
You want to avoid him on the clay courts, though. Diaz Acosta is so good. He pushed Tsitsipas all the way to
tie break,
and it was super tight as well. So he's showing that he can now play with the big guys, and he's someone who's a good wild card selection for Roland Garros. Someone you're going to want to avoid early rounds. If he has someone who's a high seed early doors, they're going to be in trouble, I think.
Well, he's well up in the rankings now after all of his top performances. So I don't think he'll need any wild cards at all.
I'm saying he's going to be my wild card.
Oh, you mean your dark horse? Got it. Right.
No, but you know, don't we do wild cards for the, what's it called, for the countdown episode? What are they called?
Oh, surprise package, you mean?
Surprise package.
Got it. No problem. This one, I absolutely love this first round match. Karatsev versus Malazan. I think that's got to be my pick of the first round so far. I'll be tuning in to watch that one. that one, if Karatsev plays his best tennis and Malazan plays his best tennis, I don't think the rallies will be very long. They'll just be winner after winner after winner. But well, it doesn't work like
my
that.
My prediction, 2-1, Marazan.
Whoa, Karatsev's off his Christmas card list.
Going to blow him off the courts, I think.
Well, could be the new breed coming through. Karatsev sort of had his day in the sun. I'm sure he's still living off of that semi-final Australian Open money right now. Let's have a look who's on the other side for this quarter. We've got Fritz in there. That could be an all right tournament for Fritz. Got that serve. Arthur Fies, not Fee. I've been corrected a few times by calling him Fee. So Arthur Fies, I think he could potentially do quite well here, to be honest. It's not bad. He's got a bye through. Being a seed now is really going to benefit him here. And Hrkacz...
I'm surprised he's a seed, to be fair. First time I'm seeing that.
Yeah, Hrkacz is in this section as well. There's a lot of big serving players in this section. Tommy Paul, we've not spoken about as well. He's up the top.
Got a That's my dark horse, Tommy Paul, for this section. Someone who I think could trouble Zverev.
Yeah, I mean... It's a really tough one to pick. I'm going to go Malazan as a little dark horse, I think.
I'm going to have Zverev, Paul, and then Hrkacz as my top three in that order. I'll put Paul ahead of Hrkacz.
Could have Draper Hrkacz second round there. That's a really tasty
one. Yeah, it's unlucky, really, for Hrkacz being so close to Draper.
And unlucky for Draper. I think he would have preferred something a bit different as well. But
I don't know what the weather's looking like in Madrid. Because if it's quite hot, then Draper probably will lose to the qualifier.
Yeah, if it's anything like
anything above 25, he's done.
He'd love it here right now, just drizzling with rain and grey. But move on to the final quarter. This is the Alcaraz section. And we'll go down to who he would be playing in the second round. It would be Shevchenko or Rinderneck. I think that's fine. Could be a Musetti third round matchup, though, which that one would be pretty tasty. I think Alcaraz on these courts should blow him away, though, to be honest. Struff.
I'm not worried about that one.
Just won a tournament, finally. Well done to Struff. And Ugo Humbert. Got Eubanks in there as well. Give him a mention.
I think Alcaraz has got a nice draw. I think Alcaraz has got a really good draw looking at this. You've got Rune, who has the ability to lose to Struff in about 40 minutes. You've got Rublev, who can't buy a win on the tour at the moment, at the top.
Yeah, it's true.
It just looks quite nice.
It does look quite nice. I do agree.
Musetti, he could go up a set and then just collapse. Doesn't have the minerals to beat anyone that big. So I would look at this and think Alcaraz has the best shot out of all of the quarters to advance and get to a semi-final. In fact, I'll be shocked if we don't see Alcaraz in the semis.
Just have to hope that he is fully
fit. He's got the nicest draw.
I mean, he needs to be fully fit now because he has the best opportunity to be going and defending his own title. He could be facing, obviously, if he gets through like a quarter-final, I assume it would be against someone like Aruna. Aruna has, I mean, it's not that bad for him either, really, on this side. Rublev's probably the best one, but he's in terrible form. And then you could face, it's more than likely going to be Sasha Zverev, I reckon, in the semi-final. I mean, Zverev's such a good history at the tournament. He's the most likely to be able to get it done, I think, consistently. Let's have a look at some of the routes. We've got Jannik Sinner. He's going to have a round one bye. Sonego round two. Thompson or Kotov, round three. Hachanov or Jarry, round four. Rud Dimitrov, quarterfinal. Tsitsipas Medvedev, semi-final. Alcaraz Rublev, Zverev in the final. What do you make of that?
Really tough. I think it's a tough draw for Sinner. But if anyone can do it, Sinner can. And it's crazy to say it's a tough draw because usually when you look at the best players, whoever they play, you think, oh, that looks quite straightforward. But I think he's going to be put through his paces.
You
couldn't have asked for it much tougher.
My personal opinion now is Jannik Sinner has leveled up to a level where even up to the semi-final, I still think he's going to cruise it. That's my personal opinion. I think that before I would have looked at Hachanov and Jarry and I would have thought they're going to give him a test. Now, this version of Jannik Sinner, I think he absolutely blasts them off the court. But I've been wrong before. that's what I've seen this year. I haven't seen many people
really
struggling. It's
hard to disagree. I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense what you're saying. I just do think on paper it's not that straightforward for Sinner.
That is the big one, though, isn't it? The round four. I think he cruises to round four. And then if they're having a good serving day, that's where the test comes. But if they're not, then he absolutely kills them. And then I think he kills both Ruud and Dimitrov on this surface. Semi-final might be where it starts to get a little bit. But if it's Medvedev, I think he beats Medvedev easily on this surface as well, especially with the mentals that Medvedev will have going into it, knowing that he's lost God knows how many in a row to him. So the final, I expect Sinner to get to the final here, to be honest. Yep. Let's go to Alcaraz's route. Bye through the first round. Shevchenko, Rindanek. I think we said this already. Musetti, third round. Umber, Ostruff, fourth round. Could Struff, if he keeps the run going, could be the toughest one. Rublev or Runa. Zverev, semi, potentially. And then Sinner in the final.
Easiest draw out of all of them. Definitely. He's playing players with low confidence who don't have much mentality. And Carlos should walk it with his history at this event. I think, like I said, when you look at the quarter, he's easily going to get to the semis.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it looks like it. Somebody who doesn't have a great route through, let's go to it. Rafael Nadal. Here we go. Blanche in round one. Dimonor, round two. Tiafoe, round three. Tsitsipas or Lajovic, round four. Medvedev or Shelton in the quarterfinals. Sinner in the semifinals or Casper Ruud. And then finish it off with Alcaraz in the final. Or maybe Zverev, a big server on this type of clay. I mean, doesn't get any worse, I don't think, that route.
You say that, but if he does get to the final, say if he's beaten all them names, beaten Sinner in the semifinal, he's going to win the final, isn't he? Doesn't matter who you put there. If he's just beaten Sinner in the semis, say if he's flying, then you can say Alcaraz, Zverev or Rublev, he'd beat them all, probably back to back. If he's in that kind of form, of course, because he's not going to get past Dimonor, mate. Well, he's going up to Alex Dimonor again.
He's not won it since 2017. I mean, that's for a reason.
I'm telling you now, if this version of Rafael Nadal somehow pulls something ridiculous off and beats Yannick Sinner in a semi-final, he's going to win this event.
Be lucky to get to a semi-final.
I'm not saying he's going to do that. I'm saying,
I know,
hypothetically, because we're looking at a draw right now. If he was to go and beat him in the semi-final, you're saying, and then he's got Alcaraz in the final. I think if he was to get to that point, what I'm saying is he'd probably win the final.
Well, against the guy who's won it the last 2 years running.
Yeah.
All right.
Because Rafa's just beaten Sinner in the semis. He's going to be full of confidence and he's got a really good ability to be able to do that.
If you say so. Well, we'll go with that. As you're the big Rafa fan, you know him better than most. But I think we should just wrap it up there. That is our draw reaction. Make sure you've hit a like on the video, subscribed to the channel. And join us for Madrid Masters action all this week. We'll be giving you some previews, post-match reactions, and we'll be doing some live matches as and when we can squeeze it in.
Thanks for watching. See you soon.
See you then.
Podcast Network. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.